Hello there, and welcome to Talent Takes Time, a series of conversations with people in the sports media industry about what it takes to achieve success in this field. So far, I've been speaking with women because that was the point of my series when I set out on this path. But such has been the success and interest, I've received a number of messages from men telling me they've experienced similar problems and challenges to those we've already discussed. And they wanted the opportunity to talk to me about how they saw things. We know there's a lot of discrimination in this industry, and to understand it fully, I think it's really important to speak to men about the same issues and be empathetic to both sides. I never set out with the intention this podcast would exclude anyone, so I'm glad men are joining in our conversation too. In this episode, I speak with football commentator Gary Taphouse. He's freelance, but you'll most often hear him on Sky Sports. Gary regularly posts media opportunities on Twitter, so he's a great one to follow if you're looking to get into the industry or to understand more about it. We picked up our conversation with the one subject that's dominated them all in the past year, lockdown, and how it's changed his role.
Well, if I go right back, I mean, the thing with this job is, obviously, I work at weekends and I might be working at midweek in the evenings, but actually, during the week, I am around a lot. So when we decided to have kids, it worked out quite well for us because my wife went back to work part-time, and the days when she was working, I was around for the boys. And then the days I was working, she was around. So we were passing ships in the night in many ways, but the kids always had one of us, which was brilliant. Lockdown, obviously, we spent an enormous amount of time together as a family, probably sick of the sight of each other, to be honest. You know, like everyone else, I found the homeschooling aspect really, really tough because, you know, we teach our kids that home is a place of, you know, nurturing and fun. And then suddenly we're turning it into a place of work. And, you know, they kick against that, don't they? It's fine for the first few weeks. And then suddenly the months drag on and it becomes a bit of a battleground.
Women speak a lot to each other about life and work balance, about motherhood. And I think it's something that men find a little bit more difficult to talk about. And of course, men miss their children dearly, particularly, Gary, when you're on, you know, Champions League trips or longer tournaments.
Yeah.
Is there a sort of a fatherhood bond? Like, do you speak with other male journalists about it, or is it very much work?
No, we definitely do talk about it. I mean, like I said, the way it worked out for us is we were doing it 50-50, really, when the kids were really young. So, you know, that was fantastic. The first problem that I encountered was I was asked to go to the 2010 World Cup in South Africa. And so we had a dog who was 3, Jacob who was 2, and Lucas who was 4 months old. So my poor wife was just lumbered for 6 weeks with that lot while I went off to South Africa. And I remember being on the plane to Johannesburg, and I did just think, what am I doing? This is just so unbelievably selfish. We've gone from splitting the parental duties to me just saying, right, I'm off. You know, you just deal with it. But, you know, it was a situation where the money was really good. It paid for the rest of that summer and beyond. And we just had to get on with it. And, you know, my wife did the most incredible job. But I was just racked with guilt, you know, for the entire time. In terms of talking about it with other commentators, yeah, I mean, I really don't like to work both Saturday and Sunday because, you know, that's the family time gone. I'll happily do one or the other. And when I do MLS, for example, that might be on Sunday night. So I'll spend the whole of the day with the family and then go off in the evening. That's fine. I personally don't like to do both Saturday and Sunday because, as you know, Ali, you don't get these years back. You know, yeah. There'll come a point where they don't want to spend time with you. And then if you look back and think, well, you know, why did I work every single weekend, both days during that time? Then I think I'd really regret it.
It's interesting that Gary speaks about regret and the fact that his job makes you very selfish. It's something that we've discussed at various points already in this series, and you really need to consider it when entering this industry. It's not just personal sacrifices you make, as those around you experience it too. It was also poignant when Gary mentioned how he was doing childcare 50-50 with his wife. Maybe there is discrimination in that people assume that women are doing it all, when in fact many of these men, especially freelancers like Gary, are picking up a lot of the slack themselves. Letting go and saying no is one of the hardest aspects of this industry. It's something I myself often struggle with, and Gary has some great advice in this area.
Jacob has just turned 13, so we really are at the stage now where he's going to be wanting to go off with his mates rather than spend time with us. So perhaps things will change a little bit, but you know, I'm really conscious that I want to squeeze as much family time as we can during this next year or so before he's like, no, I don't want to be with you, thanks. But yeah, there are times where I have worked Saturday and Sunday because, you know, you have to, as you said, someone else will take those opportunities. But I do try and avoid it if I possibly can.
Have you ever had a terrible dilemma, a huge conflict? Because we love our job. And when you have a Champions League final or something really huge and it clashes with something big, I don't know, like a family wedding or something, have you ever had to make a really difficult decision?
Oh, so many. I mean, I think if you work in football, you are making that trade-off where, you know, big birthdays, friends' weddings, you know there's going to be an issue. I mean, we decided to have our wedding on a Friday for that very reason, because I knew that half the people wouldn't be able to come if it was on a Saturday, or I'd be asking them to turn down work. So, you know, we just said, right, for those of you who work Monday to Friday, you're just going to have to take the day off if you want to come. And for the rest of, and then you can, you know, have a nice long weekend. And for the rest of you, you can come on Friday and go to work on Saturday. So, you know, that was the trade-off that I had to make on that occasion. I'm sure my wife would love to have had a normal Saturday wedding, but, you know, she's worked in football as well. She knows how it works. Of course, you know, there are times where my kids' birthdays have fallen on a Saturday, and I've had to make them have their party on a different day so I can be there, or just say, if you want to have it on that day, you know, I'm not going to be there. So, yeah, you know, it's really, really tough, isn't it? That happens time and time again.
This whole series, I've been focusing on women and a lot of the women's issues. And I think that there are big issues that face men as well, particularly because a lot of men are, there's an extra pressure, I suppose. Not always, but a lot of men are seen as the main breadwinner.
Yeah.
Do you feel that extra pressure as a man?
Oh, absolutely. You know, my wife has always worked since we've had kids, mainly part-time, obviously. And she's done brilliantly juggling it all. I mean, absolutely incredible. I think women are better than that than men, for sure. But of course, you know, you feel an incredible pressure because the bills don't go away. And, you know, during lockdown, the bills don't go away. But equally, you know, like many men these days, I want to be an active parent as well. So it's a constant juggling act between making sure you're there and making sure you're earning enough to pay the bills. So I think there's a lot of men going through that at the moment, for sure.
This series is about talent and hard work. And I think a lot of success is a combination of both. Have there been situations where you've had to do something that perhaps might seem like a job you didn't want to do or a step down, but it's come back to help you?
Well, I mean, if I go right back to the beginning, really, you know, you don't just become a commentator. It's all about getting that experience. And, you know, when I left university, obviously I wanted to go into sport, and like many people, many graduates, the opportunities just weren't really there. I ended up joining my local newspaper as a news reporter and then working for free in sport at the weekends. And, you know, obviously I could do that because I was a single guy. I was living at home, so I had very few outgoings. I could work 6-7 days a week, no problem at all. But yeah, I did. Sometimes I was at my local paper, you know, doing stories that frankly didn't interest me a great deal, thinking this is not why I've just spent 3 years at uni wanting to be a sports commentator. But, you know, it's a means to an end, isn't it? And no one progresses in this industry without working for free. And I did several years doing club commentaries for free at the weekend. Having done that at university as well, just so I had enough experience. And my first paid opportunity in sport, actually, I joined Opta, the stats guys, when they were a very, very small company, nothing like they are now. I joined them just after the World Cup in 98. In fact, when I left there, they were a much, much bigger organization. But the opportunity came for me after Opta to join Chelsea to do all their games for radio. And that was the first time at the age of 25, maybe 26, where I was earning a full-time wage from sport. So it's such a long journey, as you know, Ali. You know, so maybe some people might get there quicker than that. It took me a very long time to get to a stage where sport broadcasting was paying me a full-time wage.
Gary's story is not unique. I'm afraid this industry is particularly harsh when it comes to working for free. It still amazes me how so many companies will be asking for students with a whole number of specific qualifications and skills and yet be so unwilling to pay for them. As technology moves forward, it's the younger generation that possess those skills, but they don't seem to be worth what you may expect. That may feel unfair, but just remember, even the very best did a heck of a lot of work for free. And if you don't have the backing of parents and family, you may have to supplement your ambitions and desires with other work until it finally pays off.
Finally, I'm asking everyone for a top tip. I know there are so many, but do you have one that stands out or an ethic that you live by?
Well, I mean, as you know, I post a lot of sport media jobs on Twitter, and I am absolutely inundated with messages on a weekly basis from people who are struggling to get that opportunity. And I always say, you know, experience is absolutely everything, and how you portray that experience is vital as well. I've looked at some people's applications and they just don't sell themselves, and no one else is going to sell you. You've got to do it yourself. And I've looked at people who have actually some really, really good experience, but they underplay it. And I just think the biggest tip I can give is sell yourself as much as you possibly can. And, you know, remember, a lot of it is down to attitude and turning up early and going the extra mile and doing the stuff that perhaps no one else wants to do, because that will always stand you in good stead.
My thanks to Gary for appearing on this episode of Talent Takes Time. In true commentator style, he conducted the whole interview using a lip mic. So consider what he said. Take Gary's advice and sell yourself. Experience is everything. To close out this episode, I have a quote I've always lived by. Work hard when you don't have to, so you don't have to work hard when you don't want to. Gary's experience reminds me so much of this. He spoke of how much he threw himself into things when he was young and he had time to, and I bet he thanks every single one of those hours now that his children are young and he wants to spend precious time with them. You'll never regret the hours you give for your dream job. Thank you for joining me on the 3 T's, Talent Takes Time. I'll see you very soon. Talent Takes Time is presented by me, Alison Bender. The series producer is Gary Hayes, and Matt Alabaster has produced all our artwork. Taylor Hayes mixed this episode and also composed our music. If you'd like to know more about my career in the media, you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter and TikTok at AliBenderTV. You can also sign up to my website, alisonbender.com, for more information on getting into the media industry. This has been a production for the Highway 61 Network.